ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the most successful soccer player to come out of the Pacific Islands, Fiji's Roy Krishna, has taken on a new role as ambassador for OFC, the Oceania Football Confederation. After turning a professional late in his career, he really made a name for himself with the Wellington Phoenix in the Australian A-League, and now he's starring for the ATK Mohunbagan in the Indian Super League. Richard Ewart has been talking to Krishna about Fiji's prospects in the World Cup qualifying tournament coming up in March, when they'll face New Zealand, New Caledonia and PNG in the pool round. But first, how does he plan to handle his new position as OFC's roving envoy?
For me, whenever I'm in Fiji or anywhere in the Pacific, I'll try to go in to countries and just to share my ideas, that you can have a career in football. And, I think especially with the young generation, you know, parents don't believe in kids that play football, and especially in the islands. So I just want to go there and talk to the kids. Hopefully I can meet the parents and tell them, no, you can have a career in football. So, yeah, I'll be going to islands, and if not, maybe through Zoom calls. And so whenever I'm free, I'll be always available to do that kind of things.
How difficult do you think it still is for a young footballer, be it male or female, in the Pacific to build a professional career? I mean, it was tough for you, but arguably because of where you've led, it should perhaps be a little bit easier now, but I don't think it is it?
I'm surprised it's not. It's not. I thought, because when I started, I struggled a lot, you know, just to play professional because, you know, people didn't believe in me. And yeah, I thought when I created this path, I thought it's going to be easy, but still not. I think, you know, it comes through their parents as well. You know, I think the parents need to believe in their kids and to see if their potential, and they need to push them. And obviously, you know, the kids, when they come overseas, or especially an island players coming to New Zealand or Australia, you know, they need like good people around them to, you know, tell the truth, whether they are doing something good or they are drifting away from the purpose that they came to play football, not to do other kinds of things. So, you know, yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard. But look, you know, hopefully I'm getting involved with OFC, and this will make it more easy for the parents to believe that, you know, the kids can take a career in football.
Of course, the pathway for you was from Fiji to New Zealand and ultimately to Wellington Phoenix, which took you into the Australian A-League, where you were highly successful and player of the year in one season, of course, and also the leading goal scorer. But is that necessarily the best pathway now? I mean, you're currently playing in India. I mean, could you see that being a pathway for players from the Pacific?
Yes, of course. Of course. Why not? Look, I'm just not talking about Fiji. There's a lot of players in Cook Islands, in Tuvalu, in Solomon Island. You know, they just need these kind of opportunities. And I was fortunate to come to New Zealand to play for amateur club. And then, yeah, luck was on my side to get a professional contract. And then, yeah, my career started. So you kind of needed a bit of luck as well. But like I said, you know, you need like honest people around you, you know, to tell you, like, you know, you can follow this or you cannot do this. You know, I think when the island players come to, especially New Zealand, there's a lot of Fiji community, especially, you know, and, you know, they kind of drift away from the purpose that they came to play football and to pursue their dream in playing professional. So that will be my motive to break that link, you know, that you can't be coming to New Zealand and playing just playing for club and then playing other kind of local tournaments where they kind of drift away. So, you know, yeah. And also, you know, in terms of their diets, you know, and training, and yeah, there's a lot of things which is going through my head. I know it's going to be difficult, but, you know, with the help of OFC and obviously FIFA, you know, I cannot just help the men's, you know, I'm also going to helping the girls as well. You know, the women football is growing as well in Fiji and in Oceania. So I'll be doing both parts.
Now, as it stands, you're 34 now. You've committed to take on this role for 3 years, which would take you to 37. I mean, do you see yourself playing up to 37 and beyond? Because it seems to me there are a lot of players around now who are playing to a ripe old age. If you look at Cristiano Ronaldo and Zlatan Ibrahimovic, one's nearly 40, the other one is 40.
Thanks, Richie. Yeah, I'll try. I'll try. At the moment, my body is giving me all the right things, and you know, I'm very focused, and you know, and I'm feeling good every morning I wake up. And obviously, having you know, a newborn little princess in my life, you know, it makes life more interesting. But look, body is feeling good, and you know, I just need to do the right things. Obviously, you know, when I was young, you know, I didn't get to do, you know, all these players who get chosen to play professional at the age of 18. I turned professional when I was 26. So, you know, I have still a lot of things to learn. My body is still getting into that professional mode. But yeah, I'm feeling good. So hopefully I can play till, I don't know, 37, 38. But I'll see each year come across.
And you have a World Cup qualifying tournament coming up in March. The entire tournament to be played in Qatar because of obviously the travel problems for Pacific Islands at the moment with everything to do with the pandemic. Now, I've seen talk that possibly as many as 16 New Zealand players might not be available for at least part of that tournament. Now, if that proves to be the case, and I suspect there's some arguments to be had between now and then, but if that proves to be the case, that gives Fiji a golden chance, doesn't it?
Look, we are in the pool of death, but you know, New Zealand doesn't matter. The 16 players, overseas players, doesn't come. They won't have a strong squad there. You know, New Zealand is the champions for Oceania for a reason, and you know, we just need to focus on ourselves. And at the moment, the coach is doing really good to, you know, get the boys together, and they're training really, really hard. And we have a very young squad, a lot of energy, and hopefully, I can help them in some way, and we can qualify and make history. But I know it's gonna be really hard, but look, it's just not about New Zealand, so we just need to just focus on ourselves.
I believe there are a couple of friendlies that lined up quite soon against Malaysia. Will you be available to play in those games?
No, I won't be, sorry, because my season is going, and I heard it's going to be in Fiji, and for me, especially to travel during this time, because we are in a bubble, to get out of this bubble and go and just play a friendly and come back and then do quarantine here, and it's just impossible. And I already spoke to the coach, and he told me, look, you are fit, hopefully you can be injury-free, and he knows the way I play and the way he wants me to play in the team.
Roy Krishna, captain of the Fijian men's soccer team and now OFC's roving ambassador, on the line from his base in India, where he currently plays for the ATK in the Indian Super League. And he was speaking there to Richard Ewart.